Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here we go, 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 this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
Very good there, not much of a pause, I like that.
No, got straight in.
Before we get going, I want to just read out a tweet that I've seen yesterday, which a lot of people have had a lot to say about. It's from Amanda Palmer, who is a singing artist. She's quite experimental.
Singing artist, right.
A singing artist, yeah. If you go to our website, there's a picture of her in the nude, if you want to
do
that.
Oh, cripes. No.
Here's what she says. Want to change the world? No. want to do something absolutely fucking revolutionary? Oh, she said fucking, so it must
be
good.
Need to swear.
She said, it's Friday evening, which it was when she tweeted it. Go to your contacts and call someone up. A friend, an ex, an old co-worker. Anyone you haven't talked to in a while, and don't text them first. Just call. You'll change the world. You'll fuck them right off. That's what you'll do. What madness is this?
That's the last thing in the world anyone wants to
anyone,
or be the recipient of.
Jesus Christ.
If someone just from like, I don't know, someone from a job like from when you were working, where were we talking about
the other day? The director inquiries.
Director inquiries?
Yeah.
That bloke who slept for the night in a bin.
Yeah, if Michael, who slept in the bin the night before
his first
day.
Imagine if Michael just got in touch.
That'd be all right. I'd be in for that.
All right, Andy, I've heard you've been talking about me on your shitty podcast. Yeah, hi Michael. Yeah, it was just a bit of fun.
Yeah,
it didn't sound like fun. It sounded like you were trying to go around saying I was some sort of stray man. Yeah, I wasn't. But anyway, what's wrong with being a stray man? Hey, might be all right for you, mate, but I'm a respectable fella these days.
Yeah.
No more talking about me sleeping on a bench.
I wonder where he is now. He might be an MP or something like that, or a local councillor. But, if Michael did ring up out of the blue, he hasn't got my number, but if he did, he'd ring Director Inquiries and get it, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
if he rang up, I'd be well up for that conversation, because I'd have a lot to say to him. But, that's what Amanda Palmer says. Ring up someone you haven't spoke to for a long time and just...
Fucking ringing.
I mean,
a text, maybe. Maybe a text.
At best. It's an act of aggression, isn't it?
But a call, you'd just think, no. I mean, I've had... Jesus... There was a bloke when I was about 17. No, hang on, I was older than that. No, I was about maybe 18, 19. I was at home on my own, bored, and knock, knock, knock at the door. I thought, this is when I was still living at home. I thought, what's all this? I answered the door, and there is a 6-foot skinhead. Ooh. Skinhead in the old fashioned sense of the term as well.
Proper full
Wasn't
skinhead.
Just he had a shaved head, he had fucking drain pipe jeans.
The uniform.
You know, the, what do you call them, 18-hole oxblood Dr. Martin boots, the Fred Perry and the braces. I thought, what the fuck's all this about? What, the white supremacists have come around to recruit me now? They're knocking around like the Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, make it worse, I've gone, hello? You know, stoned. Gormless and intimidated. I've gone, all right, mate. And he's like, and he's done this big grin. And I've like looked over my shoulder and he's leant right into me. And I've really, then my stomach's gone. I thought, this bloke is a fucking nutter and he's here to kill me. And I've gone, what do you want? And he's gone, don't remember me, do you? And I've gone, no. And he's gone, go on, have a guess. And I'm freaking out. I'm trying to play it cool. I'm trying to, like, think, if I show fear...
He'll have
if
you.
If he smells fear, he'll have me. So, but I'm not going to try and act hard either, because that could have...
Because he'll have you then as well.
He'll have me, yeah. So I'll just act what I'll do is I'll act nonchalant, like, this is normal for me. There's white. Don't think you're the first fucking Nazi who's knocked around here. Being all cryptic and mysterious. Happens every day down this street, mate. That's how I was trying to react. He's gone. In the end, I mean, he's invited me to guess. And by the way, side note, I hate anyone who invites you to guess anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When someone goes, here, right? Guess, like my mother-in-law says, guess what, you know my friend Julie? Yeah, she's baking her own bread now. Oh, all right. Yeah, and she's selling it too at farmer's market. Oh, that's great. Guess how much flour she bought when I was around her house? I don't know. No, go on, guess.
A ton.
I don't know. I mean, if I'm honest, I don't know about weights of things.
Brave ambition.
In all honesty, right, sometimes when I'm looking at recipes, this sounds like I'm just trying to be clever or like cool or something, but sometimes when I'm judging by eye, like a recipe, say I'm baking or something, and it says, you know, 200 grams of flour.
Yeah.
I think back to my days of on the iron filings. And I think, I know what a gram looks like.
Times it by 200.
Yeah, that's exactly how I do it. That's how I do it. But I think back to the bad old days, and I think, well, I know exactly what a gram or 2 grams looks like, so I reckon I can judge easily what 100 looks like. And had I not, you know, all those years ago, renounced the iron filings, by now, probably the sight of 100 to 200 grams in a single sitting would be a familiar one. So thank God I stopped when I did. Anyway, she go, guess how much? Go on, guess. No, I don't want to guess. Go on, just guess. It doesn't matter. It's just a game. You're not going to lose anything. All right. Fucking 10 tons of the stuff. And then go, what? Of course not 10 tons. How absurd.
Guess properly.
I said, well, I don't know. You seem to be... Yeah, guess properly. And whenever people do that, I'm sort of like, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to guess. I'm not... What is this? It's not guess a game. Think of a fucking number with Johnny Bull.
It's a fucking power play. That's what it is.
It really is.
Anyway. They've got the info.
Yeah, they've got the info. And they're trying to put me on the spot and invite me to lose at a contest I never wanted to play in. Anyway.
Back of the skinhead.
He's in the end, he's revealed. He's this bloke. I'm not going to reveal his name because I've made too many mistakes on this podcast before. Hell. Let's say his name's fucking John Smith.
All right.
He's gone, it's me, John Smith, from primary school. Well, this kid had gone to my primary school for most of the time, and he'd left just before the end of primary school because he had to... my vague recollection was that he was moving in with his dad in Kent or something, I don't know. This was years later, I'd finished secondary school. Anyway, the way he told, he looked completely different. All I remembered was he was one of the few other kids in my year who supported West Ham, because there weren't many West Ham fans in my school. And I remember he was quite into madness. Those were the two things that I vaguely remembered about him. And I remembered him coming to my house once. He had just knocked round out of the fucking blue. No, I mean, there was no mobiles, but he could have got hold of my landline. He's just turned up years later.
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
And the way he's told it is, right, that me and him were best mates.
Oh,
I mean, it was like, he was like, remember, you know, how can you forget we're best mates? Because we were really into West Ham and madness, weren't we? No, I was into West Ham. I'm quite into madness amongst other bands such as Five Star.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't mention that because I was too intimidated. Well, he's rolled up his sleeve. He's got a big West Ham tattoo on one arm and a massive madness tattoo on the other. I thought, fuck me, it gets worse. Anyway, he's gone, come on. You've got to come out to the pub with me tonight. I'm back in town. Drinks on me. Now that, however scared I was, at that age, a bloke saying drinks on me had a big impact. I was like, fine, I'll sign up to your white supremacist program if there's a free pint of Foster's
free
in it.
Of course.
So we go down the local pub and he's got his girlfriend and this other like weird freak mate of his in tow. And he's telling all these stories to them about how me and him are blood brothers and we were best mates and we hadn't seen each other for years, but it was just like old times straight away. And I'm in my local pub thinking this is embarrassing because this bloke is a scary, weird looking skinhead. He's telling everyone that I'm his best mate. But he would not stop buying drinks. He paid for the jukebox. He paid for the pool.
He
paid for the drinks, and we're quite young, and this was still the age where you didn't really buy rounds. You went in with your own £2 and bought a pint separate, right?
Nursed a pint for 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. And then you just get up in the middle of a conversation with other people. Just get up on your own and go and buy yourself a beer and come back. Anyway, I couldn't believe my luck. I said, where are you getting all this dough from? He said, my nan died and left me an inheritance. That's why I'm back in town. He was staying in a hotel, Andy. Can you believe that? 18 years old. He's staying in a hotel, right? In like near my mum's house. I couldn't believe the luxury of it all. Anyway, this carries on for about a week. I'm happily taking the free drinks, crisps, pool games, the lot. Every night we're down there. It's like being on holiday. And then he disappears. His girlfriend turns up at my house. Another uninvited knock round. She's turned up, said, have you seen him? Have you seen John? I said, no, I haven't seen him for the last couple of days. I'm getting quite annoyed, actually, because, I've been wanting my free beer.
You've been living high on the hog at his expense.
She said, he's disappeared, and if you hear from him, you better tell him to get in touch because I'm pregnant. I was like, oh, fucking hell's bells. I'm in too deep. I've got no interest in these people. I was only in it for the free beer. Now they think there's an emotional attachment. It's turned into a bloody soap opera.
They think you're the emotional glue.
Yeah, it's like, go back to the fucking sticks. If there's no more free beer, you can all fuck off. Stop knocking round constantly. Anyway, next thing I know, he's in the local paper. Local man. I can't remember, but he's basically, his grandma wasn't dead. It turned up, she was very much alive, and she was pictured in the local fucking paper, shrugging and looking upset because she had a load of life savings in cash, the silly cow.
Fucking
and her
hell.
Fucking grandson had turned up, found it, nicked the lot, and taken some bloke from up, some stonehead from up the street on a fucking beer and pool binge.
For a week.
I read that in the newspaper. I felt awful. This woman looked so upset, and I thought I fucking profited from that awful, awful crime. He disappeared. Never saw him again. I'm friends with him on Facebook now, though.
Oh, that's good. So is he still a skinhead?
No, he doesn't appear to be. But there's still vague undertones of
fascism.
Let's just say unsavouriness.
Yeah. I used to have a mate, well, he was kind of an acquaintance who I'd go drinking with now and again, and he would do the unannounced knock on the door. It's the fucking worst. But there was another time when he'd done a knock, and I knew it was him, because nobody else would have knocked, so I ignored it. 5 minutes later, right, the phone rings. So I know it's him again, because he's gone to a phone box and he's trying to ring us. And he rang. Can you guess? Here's a guessing game for you. Can you guess how long the phone rang?
No, don't do this to me, mate.
Go on, have a guess.
All right, half an hour.
Oh, so close. 27 minutes.
27 minutes of non-stop rings.
This isn't just ringing and then trying again a couple of minutes later. This is putting 10 pence in, dialing the number, and then letting it ring out. This is before we had answer phones and before we had fucking whatever where it would cut out to messaging services. Shit. 27 minutes.
He knows you're there and he's subjecting you to a form of torture.
It was like
he's trying to smoke you out. It's like when they were trying to get Nicolas Ceaușescu, wasn't it?
It was Noriega.
Oh, yeah, it was Noriega.
They played Rock the Casbah outside his house for 2 days.
Yeah.
But,
and they also were playing Nowhere to Run, weren't they? Nowhere to Run. Yeah.
And David Koresh as well, he did that to him.
And to be honest, both fantastic songs. So it's not like, the SAS like to play White Noise, don't they, to try and torture people back. They've chosen a song by The Clash, and who did Nowhere to Run? I can't remember, but it's a Motown classic. I mean,
I'd be there to hide.
Rather than panicking and giving up, I'd be there tapping my foot along, saying, bring it on. This is a fantastic playlist. I'd be like, who have you got down there? Tony fucking Blackburn. This is fantastic.
So, 27 minutes. I was lying on the fucking floor in the end in case he tried to come to the window.
That's it.
It was like a fucking bailiff visit or something like that.
Yeah, fucking someone. Hell. Me and I was working for this mad Irish company, and I needed to go. I was based in London, but the head office was in Dublin. I had to go over for a work thing, and I decided to turn it into a double up and take my girlfriend, now my wife, for a romantic weekend there. So I said, we're just going to have to go for one drink with these Irish colleagues first. Yeah. And then they know that we're, doing our own thing for the weekend in Dublin. We had, it was fucking madness. We got there on a Friday night, 6 o'clock. By 6:30, like, even the chief executive is barefooted, fucking on the table, going mad, throwing beers around and that. I mean, they were like lunatics. And we did the off, and they were like chasing us, trying to stop us. We had to jump in a cab. So then we get to our hotel room and just think, it's fine, we'll just hide out here. They don't know where we're staying, and we'll just order room service, watch a movie. Lovely. They start ringing the phone non-stop, mobile phone non-stop, non-stop, non-stop. Yeah. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Gang of them. Then next thing you know, it's like a horror film. I say, I'll switch off the mobile. So I switch it off. Suddenly, the landline in the room's ringing. And it's like, fuck, they know where we are. They know where we are. How do they know this? So we don't answer that. And they do the same thing. They leave it ringing for ages. They don't answer that. It rings off. I say, it's fine. We'll just take the phone off the hook. Take the phone off the hook. Next thing we know, tap, tap, tap at the door and a note under the door. And you can hear six of them, paralytic fucking drunk, outside the door of this hotel. How have they tracked me down? It was like fucking, well, it's like Liam Neeson in Taken. Yeah. Same thing. The paddies will find you anywhere, mate. They've got a sixth sense. They're like Native Americans in that sense, the Irish. They can sniff you out, especially if you've tried to duck out on a piss up. They are relentless. It was like they sniffed me. They sniffed me to this part of Dublin, which was miles away from where the piss up had been. And they're outside the door putting fucking notes under, giggling, scratching at the door like maniacs.
Animals.
Yeah, it was. They were like animals. Come on, Sam, we know you're in there. Just one more sweet beer with us. Come on, don't be like that, no. Come on, you come on this way. We thought we were going to have a crack with you. Go away. What does it matter if I drink with you or not? It makes no difference to anyone. No, because it's the crack. Come on now. You're offending us now, Sam. You're making us upset. This is Irish hospitality and you're throwing it back in our faces. Just like the English for so many years have thrown our freedom back in our faces.
Oh, don't turn it all political. I just want to have a nice night in with my girlfriend.
I think I might get my leg over if I play my cards right. Don't you be worrying about that now. It's the beer you should be thinking about, not that lady you got with you. It was terrifying, mate.
So did you let them in there? Did you go out with them again?
No, and then the next day they did get in touch and none of them had any fucking recollection of the whole thing.
Fucking
hell. Oh, hey, Sam, we know you're still in Dublin. No pressure, but if you want to come out tonight and meet us, no, I'm probably going to go out for dinner with my girlfriend tonight. Thanks, all the same. Ah, no problem at all. Did you have a nice time last night out with us? Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? They just thought I'd been there the whole time. If you go out drinking with these people in Dublin, then you better fucking take it seriously or just don't turn up in the first
place. Bring your fucking dinner.
Bring your dinner or don't fucking come at all. I learned a lesson that night, and then since then, I haven't risked the same thing again.
Fucking hell. Right, we're gonna have a little break in a minute. I've got news without news, but I've got two segments of it because there's so much that's piled up since last week.
Great.
So I'll do one now and then we'll do one later on. Here we go. Right. Three for you. Give us marks out of 10, please, if you would, Sam. Eels in the Thames left hyperactive after Londoners on cocaine urinate into wastewater.
Yeah, I know the answer to this because I've seen this. Quite a few people sent it to me on Twitter. Yeah. I can't imagine why. I would say that is probably a 7. Because it just, I mean, I did think amazing eels on coke, but I knew enough.
It's all in the headline. I don't think you get to see the eels, but never mind.
You can't see the eels chatting shit at 3 a.m. telling you about a new fucking latte delivery service they were starting up with their mates.
None of that, no. There's another one. The second one's drug related as well. Ecstasy pills in Britain cut with drug, which makes people have sex with trees.
Well, that drug is called ecstasy.
Ecstasy cut with more ecstasy.
Now with added ecstasy. Again, a 7. I don't need to read more about it. And also instinctively think, made up.
Fair enough. And this one, Japan's robot hotel lays off half the robots after they created more work for humans.
Fucking hell.
I can't get my head around that.
No, nor can I. I would read that. I'd give that a 9 because obviously we're all terrified of robots taking our jobs, but this is quite, this sounds positive.
It's so, like fucking unruly robots.
Yeah, I'd be like, great. We might be getting our own back on the robots and not before time.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Predictions League, a good FA Cup fourth round weekend for you, Sam.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Not so good for ResultsBot and myself.
Oh, it's a stinker for ResultsBot.
To be fair, the five matches that we looked at, three of them ended up being quite surprising results. Millwall 3, Everton 2, Middlesbrough 1, Newport 1, Shrewsbury 2, Wolves 2. So they would have been quite hard to predict, so...
I was worried about that one because I thought you'd predicted a Shrewsbury win. But I always immediately forget everyone's predictions after we've done them.
No. The only correct prediction out of the five matches was you with Portsmouth 1, QPR 1.
Yes, I thought that, yeah. Because Portsmouth were 1-0 up. And when QPR equalised, I did have a little celebration, mate.
Because that was a correct score for you. And also a fuck you to ResultsBot because it took the 1-0 away from him.
He was there going, this is where I start my comeback. Delaney's fucking bricking himself. It's nailed on. 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0.
Oh, fuck!
Okay.
What the fuck?
He lashed out and fucking whacked his girlfriend in the face. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
ResultsBot. You bastard, you said you wouldn't do it ever again.
It was an accident. I slipped.
It was an accident anyway. I just flung my arm back and you got your stupid face in the way.
I didn't think you were programmed to have accidents, ResultsBot. It must be a glitch of some kind.
I was programmed by a foolish human.
Now shut the fuck up.
I just want to be on my own. Go out with one of your mates. I just want to be on my own and drink. Go out down the pub or something, whatever you fucking do.
Here's 20 quid. Get some Prosecco down your neck.
Yeah, go around your friend's house. What's her name, Karen? I'll fucking stay here. I'm watching Anton Deck. Take my mind off things. Have we got any wine left in the fridge? What? Just half a bottle of Pinot Grigio? What the fuck? I told you to get more.
That's not enough.
I'm going to need
at least 3 bottles.
I'll have to drink the Baileys left over from Christmas.
What do you mean it's not real Baileys? It's little Baileys, you stupid bitch.
That's it, fuck up. Don't come back in a hurry. ResultsBot is angry. ResultsBot has got one of his headaches right behind his fucking eyes. A blinder behind my eyes, my circuitry. I'm not glad that it played a role in him potentially being abusive to his girlfriend, but I am fucking glad that I played a role in his mental emotional breakdown.
You certainly have. So you got 4 points over the weekend and I got 1 point and ResultsBot only got 1 point as well.
So, you know what? The other reason he's cross is that he keeps getting phone calls. He keeps losing his endorsement deals. Because when he was flying high, the phone was ringing every day.
Hitachi.
It was like Rhinestone Cowboy. What is it? Yeah. Offers of work.
Offers coming over the phone.
Every day.
Cards,
he was living
letters
the life.
From people he doesn't even know.
Yeah, he was living that life. The life of the Rhinestone Cowboy. And it was Hitachi, JVC, all of them. And he was doing modelling. He was doing TV ads out in Japan. You know, the ones that they think Westerners won't see.
The really lucrative ones, yeah.
Yeah. Like, just like Lost in Translation, Bill Murray. It was basically like that. And it was all going brilliant. And he was getting loads of PAs as well. Appearances in nightclubs all over the provinces. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on stage for a special live personal appearance and DJ set. It's from Top Flight Time Machine, Results Bot. I am top of the league. I said, I am top of the league. Off his nut on the iron filings in fucking Cinderella's in fucking Stoke. Going fucking in Talk of the South in South End, doing a fucking Hollywood line of iron filings before marching onto stage shouting 1-0, and the crowd are going mad. Girls are throwing their bras at him, and he's turned around. He went, "This will never end. Never. It will never end.
It will always be this good."
Well, fucking hell. Wake up call for your ear, mate. It is over. It's ended. And now all the deals are drying up, aren't they? You haven't had a phone call in weeks.
And you're sitting in on it by yourself on a Saturday night drinking little Baileys while your fucking missus goes out. While your missus goes around Karen's house.
Stuffing your face with stale quavers. Half a bag that was left open from about 2 weeks ago. It's the only salty snack you can find. Fucking quavers. They're not even crunchy. They've gone all chewy. I'll eat them anyway. I'm fucking starving. Fuck this. I'll get a Deliveroo.
Oh,
hello?
Fuck. I've got no money.
Ah. My phone's out of credit. I can't get on the app.
I wonder what cat food tastes like. I'm just a robot. How hard can it be to eat cat food?
I have no working taste buds.
So you're on 76. You're now 5 points ahead of Results Bot.
Astonishing.
Yeah, he's on 71. I'm on 70. But hang on. Get a load of this. There's a full range of midweek Premier League fixtures coming up.
So exciting.
Let's do some more predicting, shall we, Sam?
Let's do it.
Fucking come on.
While I'm in the mood.
Right. These have all been randomly selected, so there's no favouritism towards home or away wins. First up, Newcastle versus Manchester City.
Newcastle versus Manchester City. Yeah. I predict that will end 0-3.
0-3, you reckon? Okay, I'm going to go 0-2 for that one, but Newcastle are going to get nothing out of that. It's such a mess.
They won't even try.
As a lover of North East football, it pains me greatly to see them in such a fucking mess. Okay. There you go.
All right.
Wolves versus West Ham. West Ham reeling from an FA Cup defeat at AFC Wimbledon, Sam. Any thoughts?
Few people being cunty on Twitter to me last night about this.
Oh, yeah. Bit of banter, was there?
Bit of shit banter.
Yeah.
One Wimbledon fan. One fucking Wimbledon fan.
Offered you out?
When they're only 1-0 up, has given it. Tweeted me. Can we play you every week? Fucking witless, witless vanilla brand, fucking off-brand banter that is, mate.
Off the peg banter.
Yeah, exactly. Off the fucking peg banter that is. Absolute. What was that on discount? Up fucking banter warehouse. You went with your missus. Oh, right. Are you going in? She likes to go into Zara to look at the clothes. You know what the ladies are like. So I took the opportunity to pop into Banter Warehouse, pick up a couple of quite good discount banters for the old Twitter. I do like to indulge in the old Twitter once in a while. Might chuck a few. This might come in handy if we start winning against West Ham. I might get in touch with that... A-hole Delaney off of Top Flight Time Machine. Fucking knob. Do you know what? I've looked at his fucking profile.
Yeah.
And he says something like, husband, father, straight away.
Bad
fuck
start.
Off.
Bad start.
Fucking hell. Oh, fucking hell. Big applause. The bloke's married and he's had a fucking kid.
Well done.
Well
done. You managed to find a woman stupid enough to hang around with you. Secondly, you fucked once.
Yeah, exactly. Huh, not a virgin. Why don't you just write that?
Definitely not a virgin.
Definitely not a virgin. Just here, sort of bloke who writes, just here to see what this Twitter thing's all about.
You know? Yeah, probably won't stick with it.
Still trying to work this whole thing out.
Who's a good follow? Stephen Fry?
Anyway, he's written. Also, he's written husband, father, Wimbledon fan, MD. And I thought, oh yeah, MD.
He's got a window cleaning round.
taking a screenshot, sent it to the West Ham group. few of them have got heavily involved, bit too heavily involved straight away with offers of sorting him out.
Yeah.
And I said, no, don't worry about that. And he's gone. They didn't get involved on the Twitter. They're not on the Twitter. They've just seen it on the WhatsApp. That's why I sent them a screen grab.
Yeah.
But it's angered them. But I had
They looked him up on Company's House.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of elaborate research gone into him. And to be fair, I ended up feeling bad for him because all he'd written was, can we play you every week? Next thing, people are looking at his home right now on Google Street View. I can see his fucking house. Yeah. I can see it. And I can see three piss-easy routes of entry from here. I mean, I've looked it up. Driving, it will take us 4 hours if we leave now.
Yeah.
Who's up for it? Anyway, he's... I had a great bit of banter lined up to reply to him with, which was this. I see you're an MD. What does that stand for? Mongy dickhead.
Fucking hell.
That is pretty good. It's good stuff.
It's not off the peg, is it? Or is it?
No, it's pretty experimental, but the lad said, no, don't bother. It was bespoke. But I thought, no, but I'll save that for next time a self-professed MD comes at me.
What you want to do is you've got the 3 points of entry marked out. You want to give it a couple of weeks to let it die down, then send a drone over and have a look, have a closer look, see what's going on. And then keep back and give it about 6 months and then proceed.
Then strike.
Yeah.
Then strike.
That's what you should do.
I think it would be amazing. Once they have drones that have a really wide range, like almost nationwide, it will be fucking sensational when, from the comfort of our homes, we can locate someone who's giving us shit on Twitter and send a drone almost instantaneously to look at them through the window and just scare them.
A drone with a voice box in it.
Oh, I'd attach a fucking iPad onto it with me on FaceTime. And I'd go, they'd see me slowly come up to their bedroom window, real slow.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'd direct it so it tapped on the window. And then he'd look
the
round.
The corner
and I'd
of
just,
the iPad.
I'd just go, hello, cunt. And he'd be like, ah!
You want to play me every week, do you? Let's start now, shall we?
I could probably work out a way if I trained really hard to be able to get into his home and beat him up just using an iPad and a drone. Continually fucking flying it into his balls.
We need to develop this as an app. This is another one of our business ventures we need to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, let's get back to Wolves versus West Ham and a prediction, please, Sam.
Oh, fuck me. I don't feel good about this, obviously.
Shall I go first with this one? Because he went first on the last one. I think this is going to be a 1-0 of Wolves.
I'm going to... I have to always try and be positive about West Ham, so I'm going to say that I think there'll be a reaction because Pellegrini, the tree man, was not happy.
No, he wasn't, was he?
He was displeased. And he is like... He's like a really benevolent boss who is everyone's friend and a father figure.
Yeah.
Or headmaster. But if you fuck with him...
Yeah.
He will fucking come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, till the ship goes down,
Best sort of manager. He's on your side. He's got an arm around you. But if you abuse that trust, then and that is how I feel things are going to go for West Ham this week. And Arnautović is back with a point to prove. And I think that we'll win it 2-1. Hey, listen, though. I went for my Sunday morning long run today. Mm-hmm. And I sat down at the halfway mark to do a couple of things. And I was just sitting there trying to catch my breath. And there was it was lovely. I was sat by the river. And I just idly, whilst listening to something on my headphones, catching my breath, the sunlight coming through the trees, dappling on the river. And I idly, without thinking, there was no one about.
Oh, you didn't have a wank, did you?
No. I know that's what it sounds like I'm building up to, but don't worry. I started toying between finger and thumb with the end of a branch of a tree that was like twig size.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, I don't know why, mate, I snapped it. And I snapped it off the branch.
Fuck.
Right? And then as I did it, I thought, what the fuck have I done that for?
You monster.
Yeah. Because, you know, I don't like... I know it's not murder, but like I try to tell the kids. Anyway, the funny bit about it is no one was around, I didn't think. And I broke it, and suddenly I thought about all that stuff I was saying the other day to my son about trees. Being the master race and how trees are important and all that. And I fucking snapped this thing, and it was just in a moment of idle mindedness. And I looked around at the main tree, the trunk, and I went, sorry, mate. And as I said it, two fucking dog walkers walked past and clocked me saying it. And they looked at me. They thought, oh, he's a fucking basket case, and quickened their pace. I just went, sorry, mate. Because I thought, oh, no, I've got to say something just in case the tree is, what do you call it, sentient.
We don't know, do we? We just don't know.
We don't know. It's too much of a gamble. So I thought, I better fucking make good on this. And then these fuckers heard me talking to a tree. So next thing you know, I was, again, stray man.
Yeah, but there's
a stray man talking to a tree.
They're the dickheads, not you, because, you know, if trees are sentient, you've got some kind of karmic kind of, you've got something in the karma bank.
Yeah, they were horrible.
They thought you were a dick.
With their dog, right, and their Wellingtons and stuff, they were kind of estate agency types. Do you know what I mean?
A dog which probably pisses on lots of trees.
Know what I mean? And they were like, oh, God. There's one of these stray men talking to a tree. I've heard about them.
From the podcast.
Yes. quicken your pace. It's a stray man. They're known to communicate with trees. Walk faster, Jeremy.
Don't look at it.
I should have shouted, fuck it. Oi, you come back and talk. You do it. Fucking judge me just because I'm talking to a tree covered in sweat, dressed in weird lycra. Fucking pricks. Who are you to judge? Hey, don't throw stones in glass houses. Dickheads.
And they just started running after that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right, Liverpool versus Leicester.
3-0.
3-0, you think? That seems quite extravagant. I reckon it's going to be 2-1.
Right.
To Liverpool. And onwards. Manchester United versus Burnley. Can Ole Gunnar Solskjaer get his 9th straight win?
4-0.
Whoa! No fucking about there. I'm going to go for 2-0.
United are getting better.
They are, aren't they?
When they first won, it felt like an adrenaline thing with the little boost of having Solskjaer. And you suspected Solskjaer wasn't even saying much. He was just picking a team and going, just go out and enjoy yourself, guys.
Yeah.
Just go out and enjoy yourselves. That's it. And now suddenly it's like, so they did that and that got the first 3 wins out of the way. But then now they've started beating Tottenham, Arsenal in the cup. And you sort of think, right, now they're actually fucking operating properly.
Proper teams, yeah.
And the advantage that he's got, which everyone might have forgotten, is he has a multi-million pound squad of the world's best players. Which people overlooked.
Who have been itching to play actual football for the last 12 months or beyond.
So it's not that amazing what he's done. As much as I like him and I hope he gets the job permanently, it's sort of like, it's a bit of an advantage when you're coming into a so-called crisis club if there is just a collection of the world's greatest ever footballers.
You've had 700 million spent on players for you in advance.
Yeah, who just want to play football. It's like, just make sure they're not really fucked off the whole time and you'll probably win most of your games.
That's all it is, exactly. Yeah. Last one is Huddersfield versus Everton. Of course, Everton just lost to Millwall in the FA Cup at the weekend, reiterating that Marco Silva is a fraud.
Mm.
And I think that prediction is coming very true for me.
What did you predict in that? Did you predict a draw?
In that, I said 1-0 to Millwall. So I got one point.
So you got a point.
I got a point. That's my only point of the weekend.
All right, you predict this one first.
Okay. Huddersfield versus Everton. I think this is going to be... It's your man at Huddersfield. It's his first gig, isn't it? I reckon 1-0 Huddersfield.
Really?
Yeah, the bounce of a new manager.
I reckon it will be 1-2 Everton. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Silver fan.
I'm not a fan of his. I just think Huddersfield are crud.
All right, well, that's they're on Tuesday and Wednesday night, so we'll have a look at them again on Friday mornings. Podcast. That's all we've got time for, Sam. I don't think we've really covered much, but that's been nearly 40 minutes, so fuck it.
Yeah, so we've got to go because there's other shit that needs taking care of.
Yeah, I've got
There's drone apps to be invented.
Fucking damn right there is. There's three more News Without Newses for you.
Yeah.
Here we go. Prison for Minneapolis woman who killed Thanksgiving guest for lighting crack pipe during meal.
Ten.
This one's just a quote. As a headline, police forced me to spit out mini cheddars they thought were heroin.
Only eight, because I know that a lot of heroin dealers keep heroin in their mouth. So right. I know the story behind it, but it's a good quote.
Okay. And finally, tractor with a three-legged dog on board causes £120,000 worth of damage by smashing into house at 4 a.m.
Nine.
Oh, that's a 10, surely.
Well, it gives a lot of information away, Andy.
Do you not want to see the damage? Do you not want to see the three-legged dog?
Yeah, you're right. I want to see the images. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, all right, 10. Fine.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sam Delaney. That's been Top Flight Time Machine for Monday morning. And enjoy your week, everyone. You can drop in your information and your bullshits and all of that to us at the email address.
We might have another bonus ep this week, right?
Yeah, we'll do another one because we've got a big backlog of stuff that you've been emailing to us at topflighttimemachine@gmail.com.
There's a few people who've sent us shit content, like old stuff, trying to trick us. Don't do that.
No, it's got to be new and fresh. Don't send stuff that's fucking been on the internet 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because we know.
Oi, listen, it's not that long till our 100th episode. I'm going to drop something in. We might do a live event. We don't know where or what form it'll take or whether we'll do it. We might just not fucking do it. I don't know.
That's news
but
to me.
We might do it. I suggested it to you. I've just sort of thought of it again now.
Right.
Andy might just say we're not doing it, in which case we won't. But as it stands at the moment, it's 100th show coming up. We might fucking do it. When, where, how, what form should it take? You might have opinions. So what I want to say to you tonight is keep them to your fucking self.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.